1976 on Tuesday.
But why do the mention Habe Kochim? After all, Amen Meyov was not even near Bashal Deel Mitzrayim. The answer is, it's a riot that we see that the Jews were refrained from being Mikadesh certain territories that were near Bashal Deel Mitzrayim in order to help out the Amin. So, Alachas Kamo V'Chamo, that the Chachomim should be Misake and Maiseroni in the places where even Leel Mitzrayim were not Kedish. Viteida. Dolor Ablezer Misapkoi for Kamedi Megillah. Ufer Beis Dishwes, Yisova Akdusha Vishenu Kitchelosid Lavei Oloi. Ver Bishwes, Shirli Likitchelosid Lavei. Bimgillah Vishwes. Vafilochi Yisrael Misach Zedayim, Vahamenu Meyov, Kirablezer. In other words, so Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua holds that Kitchel was involved. And still, so Rabbi Yeshua said, so there at the end of the Mishneh, Rabbi Yeshua was Misayeya to Rav Tarfon. Now what did Rav Tarfon say? The Tamen Umeyov in Shviz, so is Maiseron, not Maisashem. So Rabbi Yeshua was Misayeya to Rav Tarfon. So Teis Rai is that since the Rav Lezer Misapkut Vekam Nigilev, Vekam Nishviz, so the Jewish and Kishoy Sitzit Bovei, Rabbi Yeshua Svirali Kishoy Sitzit Bovei, Nigilev. Uvishmues, Vafilochis, Lumsachibayim, Bamil Meyov, Kirablezer, that it's Chayev Maiseroni. Now, and Rabbi Yeshua Shite is that it's Kishalosid Lovei. Now, if it's Kishalosid Lovei, so how can it be Chayev in Maiseroni if we assume that Amil Meyov, so it's Kopshuel Mitzrayim, that we are dealing here with that part of Amil Meyov that Kopshuel Mitzrayim? But if it's Kofshul Mitzrayim, so then it has Dusha Zerat Yisroel Midraise, because Dusha Rishaino is Kitchel Osit Lovei. Now, if it has Dusha Zerat Yisroel Midraise, so Shvi is its Efker, so it's not Chayev in any Maisres. How can it be Chayev in Maiseroni? So obviously, that Amin Umeyov doesn't have reference to that part of Amin Umeyov that was Kofshul Mitzrayim, but it has reference to that part of Amin Umeyov that even the Mitzrayim were not Kevish. I mean, the part of Amin Umeyov, the Tichin was never Kevish from that. So maybe the Jews were not allowed to take possession of that part of Amin Umeyov because of his special Isa. But if we are to assume that Amin Umeyov in Yodayim is reference to Amin Umeyov that Kofshul Mitzrayim, and so according to Rabbi Yeshua, it has Bishas El Tisroel Mitzrayim, how can it be Chayev in Maisres? Shviz, it's Efker, there are no Maisres in Shviz. So, obviously, it has reference to that Amin Umeyov that was not Kopshu, El Mitzrayim. So, Memele, it can be Chayev Maiser, so there is no Kedushas Eretz Yisroel. So, why is it Chayev Maiseroni? The answer is because there is a special Takonas Hanvim and Takonas Chachomim that even the Mikemis in Chutz Lorets, like Bovel and Mitzrayim, that are craving to Eretz Yisroel are also Chayev in Trumas Maisres. So it's Chayev in Maiseroni, not B'teiras Eretz Yisroel, but B'teiras Chutz Lorets, B'teiras craving Eretz Yisroel. Oh, V'likotone, Elo Al Kocho, Chodi Komar Osom, Matam, Loi B'divir Ablezeru, B'divir Ablezeru, Misach Zidayim, V'likotone Osom, Ela Shasu Shemeforshken, V'ilman De'omar, L'kitcho, Hiniho L'kadi Shat Meretz Yisroel B'shvil Aniyim. Ulkach in Teime, Im Gozru Alam Enumei of Maiseroni, V'l Maisashem. Behold the Shova Kochel the Gige, Time the Comer of Tarfin, the Heavy Mr. Sibrahim, Mitzrayim Chutzlorets, and the Mayor of Chutzlorets, Ma Mitzrayim, Shi Krevo, so the Nevi'im, Wa Misakei, Osu Maiseroni, Zilchani, Ma Pamene Mayor, Maiseroni, מי שמניח על השעס, כי משכח הסתיים מדעת בארץ ישראל, מי חומר קדש, בשביל העניים, וכל שכנענו למי אפשר חוס בארץ. Now, there is one difficulty in this thesis. Thesis says, thesis mentions a ראי, that the Amin Meyov, in Sechas Yedayim, has reference to the Amin Meyov, that Tzichin was never Kevish from Amin Meyov. That means that the Mitzrayim were never Kevish. Because if it had reference to that Amin Meyov, that Tzichin was Kevish from Amin Meyov, and then Mish Rabbeinu was Kevish from Tzichin, so it's Kofshu El Mitzrayim, and Rabbi Yeshua holds that Kicho was it love, so me mail it has Dusha Sarat Yisroel me the Raise, so how can there be any Maizres? But, so the whole basis for this Raye is the fact that Rabbi Yeshua holds that it's Kicho was it love, that Kicho was it love. But, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't say that Kicho was it love in the Arts Yisroel, Rabbi Yeshua says Kicho was it love in the Yerushalayim and Midrash. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't say in the Arts Yisroel that Dusha Rishenu is Kicho was it love. Rabbi Yeshua only says Ligabe Yerushalayim and Mikdosh, that Makriv Nafo Pishamai, Shomaiti, Rabbi Yeshua says in the Mishnah in Edyes, Shomaiti Shemakriv Nafo Pishamai. Why? Because Kitcher was in love. Kitcher was in love. So it's two separate questions. Kedushas Yerushalayim and Mikdosh is one question, and then Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is another question. As a matter of fact, Tesis in Shuet as the same Kasha. How can because Tesis in Shavuos assumed that Amin Meyov Misach Yedayim is reference to that part of Amin Meyov that belonged at one time that Sichin was Kevish from Amin Meyov and then Moshe Rabbeinu was Kevish from Sichin, so it was Kofshu El Mitzrayim. So the still it's Chayim Maizoroni in Shnas HaShviz. So Tesis says the Kashe. Tesis says the Kashe, but Rabbi Yeshua says Shomati Shemakriv Nafal Pishim Bayis because it's Kishos in Lovel. So maybe it's Dushas Eretz Yisroel, so it's Hefker, so there's no Maizre Snake in Shnas HaShviz. So Tesis gives a very simple teretz. Rabbi Yeshua says only Ligabe Dushas Mechitzes, Gabi Yerushalayim and Mikdosh, which is a question which involves a question of Dushas Mechitzes, that Kishol Sidlove, even though the Mechitzes collapsed, I mean, it was destroyed, the Bisa Mikdosh, and the Chemo was destroyed of Yerushalayim, so still, it's Kishol Sidlove. Mashenkin Dushas Yerushalayim is not Dushas Mechitzes. So Mimele, it became Kodesh through Kibush. So Mimele, when Machadnetzar was Kevesh from the Jews, so the Kibush was bottled, so the Kibush was bottled. It's a very simple Teretz. This is the Teretz that Tesis gives in Shavuos. But the question is, so why does Tesis here mention a Raya from the fact that Rabbi Yeshua holds Ligabi Yerushalayim and Mikdosh, that Kitcher was Idlove, that Ligabi Eretz Yisroel, he also holds its Kitcher was Idlove. He also holds his Kishol HaSidlovei. Why is it? What has one thing to do with the other? Yerushalayim Mikdosh is a Kedusha Ligabi Komponis and Ligabi Achilas Maizah Sheni, Ligabi Achilas Kochim Kalim. I mean, and Eretz Yisroel is a Kedusha that manifests itself Ligabi Mitzvah Tavuos Boaretz. It's two separate Kedushas. Kedusha Yerushalayim and Mikdosh is a Kedusha that is based upon Mechitzes. And Yerushalayim and Mikdosh, and Eretz Yisroel, that's a Kedusha that emanated from Kibush. So how can Tesis say that just because Rabbi Yeshua says Makfir Nafol Kishim Bais that Yerushalayim and Mikdosh is Kishos Idlovei that because of that so the Kedusha Rishim of Eretz Yisroel that is based upon Kibush is also Kishos Idlovei? What has one thing to do with the other? Now the Ramban, so we have to say that according to this Tesis too, it's two separate Kedushas. Kedushas Yerushalayim Mikdosh is one Kedusha, as the Rambam says, Mipnei Ashchino, Ushchino Lipteiro, he says, and the Kedushas Eretz Yisroel is another kind of Kedusha that manifests itself with Gabei Mitzvah Tavuos Boaretz. But now the Ramban, in Bamidbar Chof Aleph, now I mentioned Rabbi Foyl Shapira's Pshat in the Yerushalayim and Bikurim. So one Mandoma says that if Ayardin is not named Bikurim, because it's not in Eretz Yovas Cholov Udvosh. And one Mandoma says, if Ayardin is not Nevi Bikurim, because Shenosatoli, Veloi Shenotalto Matzmi. If Ayardin is not Nosatoli. My Binayin, so Yerushalmi says, Chotzi Shevet Amnashe Binayin. So the Pneimeshe and the Kormeido have different pshat in there, but Rav Foyl Shapiro says the pshat is as follows. You see, in the Ayardin we have two parts. One part is the Chilek of Reuven and God, and the other part, the Chotishevet Amnashe. The Chilek of Reuven and God was not Nitno Avraham Avinu. wo der Chile kopschen mit einem Achotze, schien mit einem Nasche. So rasch ist es noch Chumisch, er hat es gefreut, mit Menschen, die Connection mit der Achotze ist. Das war nicht nur bei Kodiboch und bei Avrom Avinu. So ist es gefreut in das. Das hat sich mit einem Nasche. Das ist die Golan Heights. Golan Heights. We don't call it Ivraya, Transjordanien. But that's hot is shimit amnashe, that's also Ivraya. It's the Golan Heights. So that is not the Avraham Avinu. So in Meile, Mashenkin, Chotzi, the Chilek of Reuven in God, was not the Avraham Avinu. But it has Gushas out Israel. Why does it have Gushas out Israel? Because it had a Kibush Rabbi, Mesh Rabbeinu. So that's why it is Niskadesh, Gushas out Israel. So in Meile, if we say that we must have Erez Zobas Cholov Udvosh, so even Chotzi Shevet Amnashe is not Zobas Cholov Udvosh. Mashenkein, if we say that if we apply the Aloche Eloish Natalta Ma'atzmi, so Ruben the God is Natalta Ma'atzmi because it was not Nitla Avraham Avinu. So he became ours through Kibush Rabin by Meshach Rabbeinu. Mashenkein Chotzi Shevet Amnashe is not Natalta Ma'atzmi, that's Ashino Satolonu, just like Eretz Knoan because it was Nitno Avraham Avinu. So this is Rabbi Foyle Shapiro's Pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Ramban in Chumash, Bamidbar, Chopale, chapter Chopale, Posik Chopale, he says that all of Ivrayarden, all of Ivrayarden is Nitro Avraham Avinu. All of Ivrayarden is Nitro Avraham Avinu. That's the Ramban Shik. Now, so then he says, still there is a difference in the Gdusha between Ivrayarden and Eretz Knan. There's a difference. First of all, he mentions Eretz Knan is of a Scholar Budvosh, and the Vayarden is not of a scholar with wash, well, that does not necessarily involve an Ian of Gdusha. But then he says, and he mentions the Posik, that there is a certain diminution in Gdusha in Vayarden vis-a-vis Eretz Knan. Why? Because they said, the Negod Meruvein, Yishlach Yisroel Malochi Mosichem Melech HaMeir Eleinu. Ebro Be'artzichu. V'nite V'sode V'cherem. V'nishte M'ideya. V'derech HaMelech Neleich. Ad HaShana V'Golech. So he says, Be'emes. Ma she'omar li Ebro Be'artzichu Zeho Yomei She'ise Ma'atzmei. Derech Pius. Ki Ere, so that indicates that Het Sichem being cooperated, then Moshe Rabbeinu would not have taken possession of Ivraya. That's how it appears, only because Sichem did not allow the Jew, the Israelites, to cross through his territory. That's the only reason why Moshe Rabbeinu waged war against Sichem. So he says, so Avol Moshe, Geret Sichem Ve'eg, but Eret Sichem Ve'eg, Yerushalayim Shel Eretz Yisrael, Kiryat Meir. So if we say that it was not little Avraham Avinu, so then you understand this, why Moshe Rabbeinu was not interested in taking possession of Ivrayav, and only because Sichem refused to let the Israelites cross through the territory. Because it wasn't little Avraham Avinu, why should Moshe Rabbeinu take possession of it? But Ramban Shita is that it was little Avraham Avinu. So then the question arises, why was Moshe Rabbeinu unwilling to take possession of Ivrayarden? It was not Avraham Avinu, so he should have taken possession of Ivrayarden, just as he wanted to take possession of Eretz Knan. So he says, Avol Meishe hoyo yodea ki Yisroel ato liyir bishu kol asor amonim, vo yochofi che yiye kol kibusha meivrayarden vihol. That means Ivrayarden marovo, the western bank of the Yam, che yiye mishorom yachad, vishye yiye yo eretz atevo, asher yizov aschol obudvosh. הרי תראה, שאם לא ביקשו ממנו בנגוד את מרובעים, לא ימניח שם אדום, אלא שתהיה לחור, וכך שנויו בספרי, לא סס לחור, פרט לעבר הירדין שנטלתו מעצמך. So is that Yerushalmi, but apparently the Ramban had a different gearsay. He doesn't mention the distinction between between Chotzi Shevet Nashen, the Chelek Ruvin Vigod. Apparently, he had a different girsen than Yerushalmi. Domo Rabbi Seinu now. So how does the Ramban explain Shenatal Tomatz Micho? How does he explain? So Bishleim, if we say that Eretz Ruvin Vigod, so it was not Nitul Avrom Avinu, so Memele, it's not Nosatoli. Because it was not Nitul Avrom Avinu, it's Metal Tomatz Micho. But according to the Ramban, it's Yerusha Menoveis. So that was also Nitul Avrom Avinu. That was also Nitul Avrom Avinu. So why do we say Notal Tomatz Micho? So apparently, I think I even wrote about it. I mean, I delivered a lecture in Yerushalayim 2 years ago in the Mesa of Rav Kook about the Shtochim of Eretz Yisrael. So it was published by the journal of the Mesa of Rav Kook, the Shtochim. So I discussed the Ramban. So in the Ramban Shite appears that not only the territories we have two different Gvurim. We have two different Gvurim in the Torah. We have Gvurim mentioned in Masay. So, and then we have the Gvurim mentioned in Dvorim, at the end of Ekev, and at the beginning of the Seder of Dvorim, Nanor Nahar Pros, Ada Yom Ha'achen Yeh Gvurchem. Now the two Gvurim do not harmonize with each other. So the question is, what is it? I mean, how can we have two types of Gvurim? Now the answer is as follows. That's certainly true according to Ramban Shite. The Gvurim in Masay represent the Gvurim of those parts of Eretz Yisrael, that was given to Avraham Avinu outright, not only promised, but was given outright to Avraham Avinu. And those parts of Eretz Yisrael that were given outright to Avraham Avinu, and it's Mosekes Gadenu Maviseinu, so that part of Eretz Yisrael, so with Eilu Mitzrayim Mokedish. So these are the Gvurim in Masa. Then the other Gvurim. So the other Gvurim, Min Hanor Agodin Laapros Ada Yom Achen Yeh Gvurchem, that is mentioned in Eikev. That covers even territories that are beyond the Gvurim mentioned in Masa. So these territories were promised to Avraham Avinu, but they were not given outright. So Murzekes Gadenu Maviseinu, we cannot say. So Mimele, the Ramban says that Asher Nosatoli, when can we say we Bikurim is only Chayev those parts of Eretz Yisrael, in the Peres grew in those parts of Eretz Yisrael that were given outright to Avraham Avinu, but not those parts of those territories that were pledged, that were promised to Avraham Avinu, that the Shvue was made to Avraham Avinu, but was not given outright. So Memele Meisha Rabbeinu was not interested in being Kevesh territories that was not given outright to Avraham Avinu, but was only pledged to Avraham Avinu. So Memele, if Sichain had cooperated, Moshe Rabbeinu would not have waged war against it. So he says, Avo meishe yedea ki Yisroel ato leir bishu kol asor amami. Vo yochofe che yie kol kibusha meival yaratin veholo. She yie nishobom yachat. Vishe yie oeretz ateivu ashe yizov ascholo vudvosh. Al itir eshim lo yibikshiu memenu kmikotim nirubi. Vo yolaniach shomodom elo shetia licharobo. So even after he took possession from Sichei, so he still didn't want to settle any Jews there. Why? Because the first task was to take possession of Eretz Noah. V'kach shono b'sikru. I mean, los islecho, prat liv rayardi, shenetal to matzmeh. So even though it was promised to Avraham Avinu, but it wasn't given outright, so mainly it's considered not nosatoli, but natal to matzmeh. Ve'id omru rabbi seinu, besan dushei, shein ayar ben ro, v'bisam mitosh, u'mishichu mashchino, that is sifri zuten. It's a sifri zuten parashe b'amit. So the Sifri Zuten mentions Esad Bushes. So the Sifri Zuten says that in Ayarden that Eretz Knoan is more Kodesh Leiv Hayarden. Why is Eretz Knoan more Kodesh Leiv Hayarden? Because in Ayarden Rov LeBeis Hamikdash. In Ayarden Rov LeBeis Hamikdash. That's the Sifri Zuten. And the Ramban mentions it here. Now, so we see here that there is a special halacha that the Beis HaMikdash could not be built in Yivayah. Now the question arises, what kind of a Beis HaMikdash does the Sifri Zuta have reference? If the Sifri Zuta has reference to Beis HaMikdash in general, so how can we say that even Yivayah, that Yivayah, which is also an Eretz Yisrael, as a matter of fact, I mean, I wasn't clear, and I might confuse you. In that lecture I pointed out, and it was published, that there are three dargis according to the Ramban in Eretz Yisrael. There are certain territories that was given to Avraham Avinu outright. And then there are certain territories like Syria, which was not given to Avraham Avinu, but it was promised to Avraham Avinu. So Syria comes within the Gvulim mentioned, according to Ramban, Syria comes within the Gvulim. Within the Gvulim mentioned in Eichen. So Surya is included within these limits. Now the question arises, so everybody raises the question against the Ramban, Monashiach. If Surya comes within the Shvue to Avraham Avinu, so why do we say Surya was not discovered with Bishas Eretz Yisrael? Because David HaMelech had no right to be Kevish Surya, Somach Lutaltura Shaloch Luikom Vashto, Vato Hilich Vikevish Saram Narayim. So Mishlaim, if we say that Surya is not even included in the Shvuel Avraham Avinu, alright, so don't have a heck that Shalik at the evening being Kevish Chutz Loretz. But according to the Ramban, it was included in the Shvuel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu. So he was, and the Ramban says that the mitzvah of Yerashto V'Yishavtem Bo applies to all the Gvulim mentioned in Eker. So why do we say something about Tumah Shaloch Loikov Ashkev Atei Lechitav Zaharayim? So I said that there are three different dargas according to the Ramban. First of all, there are territories that were nitno outright Avraham Avinu, not just pledged, but nitno Avraham Avinu. And it's Mosek as we are saying. And then there is Surya that was not nitno Avraham Avinu, but it was included in the Shvuah. So the mitzvah of the Yorashto of the Yishavtem Bo applies not only to the territories that were given outright, but even to the territories that were not given to Avraham Avinu, but were included in the Shvuah to Avraham Avinu, Tashor Avinu. But there is a halacha that we are not allowed to take possession of Surya, any territory that was not given outright to Avraham Avinu, just was included in the Shvuah to Avraham Avinu before we had possession of Eretz Knan that was given outright to Avraham Avinu. Now, what's the status of Ivra Yarden according to Ramban? Now, Ivra Yarden, the Ramban says, so the other Rishayim who hold that Ivra Yarden is analogous to Surya. In other words, that there was no matone of Ivrayardi to Avraham Avinu, but it was included in the Shmuel, just like Surya. But the Ramban Shite is not like that. That's the Shite of Ladar Shite. But the Ramban Shite is that all of Ivrayardi, even Eretz Ruben the God, so was also given to Avraham Avinu. He says, Yerushosom Shal Yisrael. They are titling. And it was also Mosek as Gadeinu Maraseinu. Still, Meshe Rabbeinu did not want to be Kevish Ivrayardin. And the only reason as to why he was Kevish Ivrayardin is because Sichain refused to cooperate. But had Sichain cooperated and had allowed the Jews to cross through his land, so then Meshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have taken possession. Why? But it was the Shit. So Bishleim, according to the other Rishayim, who say that Surya is just, that Ivrayardin is just Eretz God and Meyov, Eretz God and Ruvain. He was just like Surya. So you understand? But the Ramban Shita is Yerushosom Shal Yisrael. That was also included in the Matonet Avraham Avinu. So we see that even according to the Ramban, they are darges. Even in the Orech and Itnol Avraham Avinu, there are two darges. Eretz Knan represents one darge, and the Ivrayarden, that was, while it was Itnol Avraham Avinu, represents another darge. So in other words, so there are priorities. So just as there is a halacha that before we are Kevish, the Oret of Mitzvah Avraham Avinu, we are not allowed to be Kevish in the other territory, even though it was included in the Shvuah Avraham Avinu, let's say, David HaMelech acted Shalei Kedin in taking possession of Syria. Because all of Eretz Yisrael that was Nitnol Avraham Avinu, not just pledged to Avraham Avinu, was not as yet in the possession of the Jews. So he acted Shalei Kedin. So there are other priorities also. That first we have to be Kedesh Eretz Knoam. And only after Eretz Knoam is now a possession. So he says, Eretz Knoam, that's the Eretz Tevo, and that's Eretz Ovas Cholof Udvosh. So that is priority. And before we take possession of Eretz Knoam, we are not allowed to be Kedesh Eretz Knoam, even though Eretz Knoam was also Nitnol Avraham Avinu. So there are darges. So there are three darges, according. According to some Rishonim, there are only two darges. And according to the Ramban, there are three darges. Eretz Knoam was Nitnol Avraham Avinu, and that's the Eretz Tevo, Eretz Ovas Cholof Udvosh. So that has the priority. We have to be Kedesh first Eretz Knoam, and then after Eretz Knoam is now possession, then we are mechuyev to be Kedesh Ivra Yarden. And after Ivra Yarden, after we are Kedesh Ivra Yarden, then we are ready, we are allowed, and we are even mechuyev to be Kedesh Surya. But prior to the time when all of Eretz Knoam and all of Ivra Yarden is now ahead, so then we are not allowed to be Kedesh Surya. But this is the Ramban Shi. But he mentions. He mentioned this in Rizute. Esa Dusha Shinayardin Rol Bisamidosh. And Ayardin Rol Bisamidosh. And this is Rizute learns it out from a posik. This is Rizute. He learns it out from a posik. From a certain pasuk in Masay, I don't remember. The Sifrei Zuta learns out from a certain pasuk. Asher Hamishchem b'Seichu, I think. So from there, the Sifrei Zuta learns out that in Ivra Yarden Rol LeBeis Hamikdash. Now the question arises: what does the Sifrei Zuta mean? That in Ivra Yarden Rol LeBeis Hamikdash. Does it mean Beis Hamikdash in general? How can we say that even Ivra Yarden is not Rol LeBeis Hamikdash? The Beis Hamikdash was built in the Midbar. Midbar is certainly not Eretz Yisrael. And Midrash, and the Mishkan also had a din of Midrash. The Mishkan also had a din of Midrash. So we see that there could be Gdushas HaMidrash and Gdushas Yerushalayim even Chutz Loretz. The Mishkan was in the Midbar. So you had Machne Shechina, that's like the Azore. You had the Machne Levi in the Mishkan, that was the Harbais. And you had the Machne Yisrael, that's like Yerushalayim. So in the Mishkan itself, you had Yerushalayim, and you had Harbais, and you had Azore. And that was Yichud Loretz. So we see that there is no such requirement that a mikdash must be built after Eretz Yisrael. A mikdash can be built even Yichud Loretz. So the Sifrei Zuta obviously has reference not to Beis HaMikdash in general, but to the Beis HaPriyot. And I mean, in the name of my father, that there are two separate gdushes. One gdusha is gdushas HaMikdash, and the mikdash and the Yerushalayim and the Mishkan also had gdushas HaMikdash. Gilgal and Chile, Neiv, Givain, also had Gdushas HaMikdash. But then, the Beis Elomim, the Har HaMerio, had the Gdushas Beis HaBchiro, Poyeshev Kivisio. And the Rambam mentions two halachas. One, the Rambam mentions a mitzvah of living Beis HaMikdash, we also live Mikdash, V'shachamti B'seicho. And then the Rambam mentions a special posik of living Sholish Mitzvahs Nitzdavu Bnei Yisrael. And one of the Sholei Shmitzvahs is Livnei Beis HaBchiro. And then the Rambam mentions another pasuk. So in other words, so it's a special mitzvah of Beis HaBchiro. So once Yerushalayim was chosen, then it became a Beis HaBchiro. Yerushalayim and the Har Meriah became a Beis HaBchiro. So we cannot say that the Sifrei Zuta that learns out from the pasuk that Ein Ivra Yarden Rol Beis HaMikdash. So it has reference to Beis HaMikdash in general. Beis HaMikdash in general could have existed even in the Midbar in Chutz Loretz, but it has reference to the Beis HaPriyo. So the question is Beis HaPriyo. So it doesn't make sense that Ivra Yarden Natro. Beis HaPriyo means the Har HaMerio, Yerushalayim and Har HaMerio. You cannot build the Beis HaMikdash in Chevrei because that was Nifra. Yerushalayim was Nifra. So what's the meaning and the significance of this special Gzeres HaKosuv that in Vayarden Rohu Rebina Bishamikdosh? So we have to say, as Pshat Nisif Rizute, I mean in Ramban, so that because there is Aloche, we can be Meisif Aliyah V'Lazoez, so too Yerushalayim has a Gdushas Bishapriro, there is a Gdushas Bishapriro in Yerushalayim too. So once Yerushalayim was chosen, so no other city can be Niskadesh, so that you would be able to eat Kochinkali. Only Yerushalayim, but you can be Meisif on Yerushalayim. What does Meisif on Yerushalayim mean? You extend Yerushalayim. So you couldn't be Mikadesh, let's say Hevrei, Mikushas Yerushalayim, but you could extend Yerushalayim so that all the territory between Yerushalayim and Hevrei should be affected by Yerushalayim. That you could do. I mean, to leave out the territory intervening between Yerushalayim and Hevrei, Yerushalayim and Shechem, that you couldn't. But to extend the Kedushas Yerushalayim, Meisif al Yehova Azores, you could. So the Pshat, so that word, so you could be Meisif al Yerushalayim all over Eretz Kanaan. One second. Kedushas Yerushalayim, you are Meisif al Dilach Miteidon, al Pibes Nagodol, al Piyom Vitumim, al Pinovi, al Pimelech. That's the Mishnah in Shavuos. But you can be Meisif al Yehova Azores. But when you are Meisif al Yerushalayim, you have to extend Yerushalayim. You couldn't just, let's say, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so there's a Aloche through Kibush Rabin. You can be Meisif. So let's say if Rav Yisrael, I'll be Melech. So is Kevesh in another country, even though it's not Nimshech with the Eretz Yisrael, so it becomes Niskan with the Eretz Yisrael. But to be Meisif on Yerushalayim, you have to extend Yerushalayim. In other words, you extend that all the territory from Yerushalayim up to Shechem is Niskadesh. But if there is any territory intervening that is not Niskadesh, so you cannot be made and confer Kedusha upon another Selek, you see. But only when you extend, so you could extend the Kedusha Yerushalayim to all of Eretz Kanaan. So if there hadn't been a special Gzeres HaKosuv that if Hayarden is not Rohu Libinyan Bishamikdosh, so then you could extend Yerushalayim and the Hazore beyond the Eretz Kanaan too, beyond the Yard. But there is a special Aloche that in Bishamikdosh, in Hayarden Rohu Libinyan Bishamikdosh, not the Bishamikdosh in general prior to the Bechire of Har HaMerio in Yerushalayim, but subsequent to the Bechire of Har HaMerio in Yerushalayim, so you could still extend the Yerushalayim and the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Har HaBechire, so you could extend it throughout Eretz Kanaan, but not beyond the Yard. You couldn't. It's a special aloche that in Ivrayan, so Mimele, Teis Hashite is, true, that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which manifests itself in regard to Mitzvah Satuyis Boretz, is one Rishon. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim in Mikdosh that manifests itself in Akoves Korbonetz in Achilas Kochim Kalim Maidah Sheini is another Kedusha. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim in Mikdosh is the Kedusha of Mechitzes. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael in regard to Misakuiz Boretz is the Kedusha of the Kibush or the Chazoke has nothing to do with Mechitzes. Two separate Kedushas. But since Rabbi Yeshua says Matri v'nafal pishim bayis, and even the Shivim Shonot intervening between the Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, so we could be Makriv, Rabbi Yeshua says. Why? Because Kedusha Rishenu is Kitcho Lishaito v'Kitcho Lo Sidlovei. Now, we can be Makriv only, and it became a Mikdosh. Since there is a Aloche that in Ivrayard, so even though Ivrayard also has a Kedusha, but Ivrayard does not have the same Kedusha as the Ramban points out, like the rest of Eretz Kanaan. So because of that, it's not holy Bishamikdosh. So Mimele, assuming that according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Mikdosh as such is Kitcho Lo Sidlovei, but Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is Lo Kitcho Lo Sidlovei. So how could we be Makriv b'mkeim HaMikdosh? True that it is that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Mikdosh per se is Kitcho Lo Sidlovei, but there is a special aloche that in Ivrayarden role be Samikdosh. So that means even Ivrayarden, which is also Eretz Yisrael, but it's not on the same level of Kedusha as Eretz Yisrael, so as Eretz Kanaan. So Mimele, it's not role be Samikdosh, Alachas Kamo Vichamo Chutz Loretz,
He
certainly not true. Le-Mikdosh. Some male shouldn't be able to be makhrif kabones in the 70 years intervening between the Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni. If we assume that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael did nothing here in Eretz Yisrael. So even in Yerushalayim there was no Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So it was not true. Le-Mikdosh either. So he couldn't have Kedushas HaMikdosh either, because there is a special aloche in Beis HaBchire that once Yerushalayim was chosen, so in other words, so Kobones could be Nikrav only in Yerushalayim and in Haram Rio. So that Evrayarden and certainly Chutz Loretz is not true Le-Mikdosh. So even though from the point of view of Kedushas HaMikdosh and Yerushalayim per se, so it's kitros in Lovey, but we shouldn't be able to be makhrif kabones because there is a special zersakosuk that the inev rayarden called shluchutz loretz is not holy mikdosh, so we shouldn't be able to be makhrif kabones. And still Rabbi Yeshua says that we can be makhrif kabones. So it's a raya that Rabbi Yeshua holds two things: not only that the kedushas mechitzes of Yerushalayim and Mikdash per se is Kitchos in Lavei, but the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, which is an entirely different Kedusha, is also Kitchos in Lavei, because there is a special aloche that Beis HaMikdash, once Yerushalayim and the Haram Rio were chosen, there is a special aloche that even Evra Yardin is not called the Mikdash. Kol Shkuchot Loretz. Now, what is Teisves? So, what will Teisves? What will Teisves Yeshuas do? Now, Teisves says that there's no raya, because Yeshua only says that Makhir Afishim in Bayis, that the Kedushas Mechitzes of Yerushalayim in Mikdosh is Kishos in Lovei, but the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is Lord Kishos in Lovei. So Mele it's Chutz Loretz, that's why the Shvi'is is not Neik, so Mele Maiseroni can be Neik. That's what Teisves in Shvi'is says. So Teisves holds to, now this is a Sifrizute, that in Ivrayarvi, role would be in Beis HaMikdosh. But whereas Teisves in Yevomes holds that the exclusion of Ivrayarvi, Ivrayarab, and certainly Chutz Loretz from Binyan from Beis HaMikdosh is based upon Kedusha. So the Shita of Teisves in Shavuos is true, there is a requirement that Beis HaMikdosh can only be in Eretz Yisrael once Yerushalayim and Haram Rio were chosen as a Beis HaBchira. So Beis HaMikdosh can only be in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Loretz, not even Ivrayarab, which is Eretz Yisrael. But it doesn't have, it's not like Eretz Yisrael. It's not like Eretz Yisrael in like Eretz Knoan. So according to Teisves in Yevomes, this requirement that in Beis HaMikdosh Beivrayarden is based upon the Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael. So even Beivrayarden does not have the full Kedusha as Eretz Knoan does, that the Beis HaMikdosh should be built in Beivrayarden. But so Teisves in Shavuos holds there is a requirement. Once Yerushalayim and Haram Rio were chosen, the Beis HaMikdosh has to be Dafkin Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Loretz, not in Yerushalayim. But that's not based upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but upon the Shem Eretz Yisrael. Now, there are two separate halachas. Now, for example, the Rambam says, Smiche is only Neig in Eretz Yisrael. Only the Masmich and the Mismich are in Eretz Yisrael, can there be Smiche. But if one of the two is in Chutz Loretz, so Smiche cannot take effect. So he says, V'chol ha'oretz, v'chol ha'arotes, she'kof sh'oil mitzrayim, af api sh'oil kof sh'oil bovel, harim ke'arot Yisroel in yuzeh. So that means, the became is that kof sh'oil mitzrayim, v'chol sh'oil bovel, like Beishon. So Smicha can take place there. Smicha could take place in Beishon, even though it does not have Kedusha Se'arot Yisroel. Why? Because Kedusha Rishaino is Kitchol v'shaitov v'kitchol v'shidovei. So it doesn't have Kedusha Se'arot Yisroel. But Eretz Yisroel has a Shem Eretz Yisroel, even without Kedusha. What does Shem Eretz Yisrael mean? Pshute kimashmoy, that it belongs to Klal Yisrael. Now, you could acquire territory in let's say in Canada too, I mean, or in Argentina you could acquire territory. But if Jews would acquire territory, would purchase territory in Argentina or in the United States, they wouldn't have any collective title. Even if all the Jews would join together and they would decide to acquire territory, let's say, in Chutz Loretz, there would only be Shutrim. There wouldn't be any key and clearly any collective title vested in Klal Yisrael, in the Knesset Yisrael. Masha'im came in Eretz Yisrael, so Eretz Yisrael murzeket gedeim avisenu. So it was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu. And then Klal Yisrael inherited it from the others. So there is collective title. That's the pshat in Eretz Yisrael Mosek Linnarsinu. So the Sheva Eretz Yisrael is based upon the king and glory of Kol Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Knoan, so it is, there is a collective title that the Sheva Eretz Yisrael is based upon the Mosek Linnarsinu. But in Ibrahim, if we don't say like Rambam, if we say like other Shemim, that Ibrahim, the Eretz, Ruvain and God was not even given to Avraham Avinu. It was only pledged to Avraham Avinu like Suryan, but it was not given to Avraham Avinu. So Mimele, it's not Mosekes Gedenim Avisein Ibrahim, it's not Mosekes Gedenim Avisein. So, but Ibrahim also has a Shemer of Israel. I mean, there's no doubt that Smiche could take place in Ibrahim, not only in Eretz Knaan. So how did the Shemer soil originate in Ibrahim? Not according to Ramban. According to Ramban, so the Mosek Avirim Avisenu that applies to Eretz Knoan applies to Ibrahim too. But according to the other who hold that only Choti Shemet Amnashe is Mosek Avirim Avisenu. But Eretz Ruven Vigod is not Mosek Avirim Avisenu. It's not ultimately. So Gdushas Eretz Yisrael, it has two Nekibush Rabin. Why does it have Shemer Eretz Yisrael in Bais Rishon? It certainly has Shemer Eretz Yisrael. So it has Shemer Eretz Yisrael also through Kibush. Because of the Gdushas HaKosuv, Kolmokim Ashetiv Rabbein, Kafrag Lechem, Boi Lochem Nisatif. What does it mean, Boi Lochem Nisatif? Lochem. Kol Yisrael. In other words, that as a result of Kibush Rabin, so collective title will become vested in Klal Yisrael. That's the Shemer Eretz Yisrael. But there is a distinction between Eretz Knoan and Eretz Eiver Hayarden, God Ruvain, Eretz God Ruvain. Whereas in regard to Eretz Knoan, so the Shemer Eretz Yisrael dates back to Avraham Avinu, and even prior to the Kibush by Yeshua, so it had the Shemer Eretz Yisrael. Because Mosek Avinu is saying, so in regard to Eiver Hayarden, it doesn't date back to Avraham Avinu. And the Shemer Eretz Yisrael originated only with the Kibush by Moshe Rabbeinu, which was a Kibush Rabin. So the Shemer Eretz Yisrael is based upon the aloche of Kol Mokim Ashetiv Rabbein, Tafrad Lechem, Boi Lochem Nisati. So Mimele, that is the pshat, according to the Tesves in Shuev, who says that there is no raya from the fact that Rabbi Yeshua says, Makhrin Afal Pishim Bayis, that Rabbi Yeshua also holds in regard to Dushas Eretz Yisrael that Kitzlos Yidlovei, because Rabbi Yeshua only says Kitzlos Yidlovei in regard to Dushas Yerushalayim Mignosh, but in regard to Dushas Eretz Yisrael it's Loi Kitzlos Yidlovei. So then it will follow that in the 70 years it had Dushas Hamikdosh and Dushas Yerushalayim, even though as far as Dushas Eretz Yisrael was concerned, so Yerushalayim itself in the 70 years between Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni had it in a Chutz Laaretz. But how could it have Dushas Hamikdosh? There is a special Zeus HaKosuv that the Sefer Zutein Bamidbar mentions that Eiver Hayarden is not holy with Hamikdosh. If Eiver Hayarden is not holy with Hamikdosh, so certainly Chutz Laaretz is not holy with Hamikdosh. The answer is, whereas according to Tesis in Yevomes, the halacha that Eiver Hayarden and Chutz Laaretz is not holy with Hamikdosh is the halacha that is based upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. We must have the Kedusha of Eretz Knoan, of the Eretz of Ascholof Udvosh. So according to Tesis in Shuez, it's not a din of Kedusha. It's something that has to do with the Shem Eretz Yisrael. But there is a distinction between the Shem Eretz Yisrael of Eretz Knoan and the Shem Eretz Yisrael of Eiver Hayarden. The Shem Eretz Yisrael of Eretz Knoan dates back to Avraham Avinu. And Masha'im came, the Shem Eretz Yisrael of Eiver Hayarden doesn't date back to Avraham Avinu. That is based upon the Kibush Rabin by Moshe Rabbeinu. So there is a loche in Binyan Beis HaMikdosh, that Beis HaMikdosh has to be in that part of Eretz Yisrael that has a Shem Eretz Yisrael because of Mosekes Yadeinu Maviseinu. Not in that part of Eretz Yisrael that has a Shem Eretz Yisrael because of Kibush Rabin, but not on the score of Mosekes Yadeinu Maviseinu. So that's the reason as to why Eiver Hayarden is not true for Beis HaMikdosh. als Duschen. Erz Israel war concerned der Chusloret. But as far as Shem Erz Israel, so that had the Shem Erz Israel. And the Shem Erz Israel because of Mosek as Virenu Maviseinu, not because of Kibush. So Mimele, the Bisamigdosh, could exist in Yerushalayim, in Hamariya, even though it did not have Bishas Erz Israel. But it had Shem Erz Israel. But Tesis, in one result, that the exclusion of Ibrayarim, for being Bisamigdosh is not based upon the Shem Erz Israel, but upon Bishas Erz Israel. So maybe it's a raya that the same Rabbi Yeshua who says that Makrivin Afal Pishim Bais, and one could be Makriv in the 70 years in Yerushalayim, in the Hamariya. Not only because Kitcher was in Lobe, that not only he holds that the Kedushas Yerushalayim and Mikdash per se is Kitcher was in Lobe, but even Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is also Kitcher was in Lobe, because if Rabbi Yeshua's view had been that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael would Kitcher was in Lobe, so then Yerushalayim and Armario in the 70 years would have been Chutz Loretz insofar, and this Mikdash cannot be in Chutz Loretz. There is special, there's the Drosh of the Sifrizu. What is it? I really intended to give another shiur, but you see that I wasn't able. So tomorrow there will be a very long shiur. There will be a very long shiur in Mikvayos, and I intend to finish the whole page in Mikvayos tomorrow. According to the Rambam, Sevayad was also Nitor Avonim. But still there's a difference. I mean, there's a difference.
The Raya did in the Yerushalmi by the Shay Goyim Shukim, the Tzai Kalach, and the guy says, Akhavisha Rambam Kari Yerushalmi and Asfaram Senefi. So the Raya Tzai said that, I'm that Rambam.
And which Rambam?
Even though the Rambam says the Shay Goyim, so he passes like this, the Yerushalmi says, after they're in his Gaia, they're Moses, and then Moses, so Shem Chayav, and to Israel or not. So the Raya says, the Svar is not Moses, and then the Yerushalmi says so. So they're just not passed like Yerushalmi. The Raya Tzai Kalim.
You go
to the last corner, he said that.
Thursday.
Torah that's a certain place. Shem Yisroel Ami. Omer Rav Yude, Omer Abbas. Evet kechovim shekidesh bizman hazeh cheishi shel ikdusha. Shemo me'aseres ha'shvotim. Now, it is, many say, it's not mentioned in Chazal in any place, but many say, and of course there are certain, the Elder Adoni, the Sefer of Elder Adoni, so according to that, the Aseres HaShvotim, on the contrary, was superior to the other Jews. That they never got assimilated. From this Gemara, the opposite appears to be the truth. In other words, Gemara says, if it's Jehovim Shekidesh Bizman Azeh, Cheish Yishel Yidushin Shemo Ma'aseres HaShvotim. Now, so it doesn't mean, Chas V'Sholem, that all the Aseres HaShvotim became assimilated. Chas V'Sholem. But because the Gemara says, Meirech, that even though Sancheret had taken the Aseres HaShvotim into exile, but then Yomiyohu Herzirot, not all of them, but a great portion of the Aseres HaShvotim, Yomiyohu brought them back to Eretz Yisrael, and the Yishiyohu HaMelech, Molech Aleihem. Yishiyohu HaMelech, Molech Aleihem. And you see that, from Ezra, because in Ezra it's mentioned those who went to Eretz Yisrael. So it's mentioned from this Shevet, from that Shevet, from all the Aseres HaShvotim. How were they able to go up to Eretz Yisrael, from to immigrate into Eretz Yisrael from Bobel? After all, the Aseres HaShvotim were all taken into exile by Sancheirev, they were not in Bobel. The answer is because Yirmiyahu, so Gemara Neirach says, Yirmiyahu was Marzel, a great portion of them, but not all of them. So some of them remained in the places where Sancheirev brought them into exile. So, but a great portion of the Aseres HaShvotim were brought back to Eretz Yisrael. And then these descendants of the Aseres HaShvotim so went to Igoles together with the other Jews. So we have among us descendants from all the Shvotim, but a great portion of the Aseres HaShvotim remained and never came back. So from this Gemara it appears that the portion that did not come back, that was not brought back to Eretz Yisrael by Yom Yohanovi, so on the contrary, they became very assimilated. You could say, it's not necessarily in conflict with what many say, that Aseres HaShvotim, are in higher madriga and superior. You could say that one segment of them it became completely assimilated, and another segment, on the contrary, remained loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But from this Gemara, there is no indication in the Gemara that Aseres HaShvotim, those who remained and were not brought back by Yom Yohu, that they remained loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no indication for that. But one thing is certain. From this Gemara it appears that at least a segment of the Aseres HaShvotim became completely assimilated.
I saw Sifner as well from the Bedenik from Brightnur, and the letters from Brightnur, and others even one. From the Chidah, the Tosfos Mashma, that there are certain part of them, an Amoritic Kahana Dragon, part of them.
All right, fine, okay, I'm not trying to refute that theory. But anyway, there is no riot from Chazal that a certain portion of them remained loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and much superior madrige than the other Jews. But one thing is clear from this Gemara, that at least a portion of the Aseres HaShvotim became completely assimilated.
The letter I saw was from a Danish
All right, all right, I'm not a historian, I don't want to discuss that. But, so the Gemara says, if it's Chorim Shekirim Ma'azeh, Cheishi Shem Likdushim Shem Ma'aseres HaShvotim. So Rashi says, a very strange Rashi, Maseres HaShvotim, Shenosu Eiris Kechovim, Vikosova Adi Vitzichovim Sheyoldo Mi Yisrael, Havlad Mamzea, Vichei Shishim Vikidushi Mamzea. Why is Rashi forced to say that? Why couldn't Rashi? And this is contrary to so many Mishnes, so many Brises, Everybody knows that that Yisrael, that Yisrael Abo Anochris, so the child is a goy. He's not Misyachis after the Yisrael. He's Misyachis after the mother. He didn't poshut. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. I mean, except if you radicals in Israel, I mean, you don't want to recognize that. but that's a double poshut. It's double poshut that in case of an intermarriage where the mother is a goye, so the child is a goye. So Rashi says that Ravase doesn't agree with it. Ravase holds not that if it's chovim, she owned him Yisrael, so he is a Yisrael and he's a mamza. Because it wouldn't be Yisrael, it couldn't be a mamza. Mamza is only shayach in Yisrael. But in goy, it's not shayach mamzer. So why was Rashi forced to say that? Because the Gemara, why couldn't Rashi say simply, in other words, because a great portion of the Aseres HaShvatim became completely assimilated and nitma bin agoy. So many women of the Aseres HaShvatim, so many men of the Aseres HaShvatim married goyes, and many women of the Aseres HaShvatim, many bnei Aseres HaShvatim, so married goyim. So Melan beholds that Akum Be'evet. So those women of the Aseres HaShvatim who got married to goyim, so in Rabasa holds that Akum Be'evet Alboal, the Akum Be'evet Alboal Bas Yisroel, Alboal Bas Yisroel. So of course, I mean, whether he's a mamzer or not a mamzer. So Melan it's Reishu Medusha. It's Reishu Medusha, even though he's considered as a goy, but he might be a descendant of the Aseres HaShvatim, of the Bnei Aseres HaShvatim, who got married to Goyim, and because they were Nitma bin Goyim, so they are reputed as Goyim, but actually they are Jews. Why couldn't Rashi explain it that way? The answer is because the Gemara says at the end, Gemire, Vibamte Daudori Itztaru Yitztaru. In other words, they had a Kabbalah that the Bnei Aseres HaShvatim became barren of their generation, so they couldn't have any children. The Bnei Aseres HaShvatim. So how can we be Heshesh? Maybe he's a Jew, a descendant of HaShvatim. Either he's a descendant through the Bnei Aseres HaShvatim or through the Bonim of Aseres HaShvatim. Through the Bnei, it's impossible because they became sterile. So it must be through the Bonim. So the question is, through the Bonim. So it's Yisroel Abo Al Anochris. So the children are not Jews. So we must say that Ravase holds that Yisroel Abo Al Anochris, so the child is a Jew. That's the reason as to why Rashi was forced. But Teisve says, V'nire, the time of Rav Yudam Ravase Mishum Bonis. Not that Ravase is chelik and adin. That's probably the strangest, the most difficult kasha there is. I mean to say that according to Ravase, so if a Yisroel is bo anochis, so the child is a Yisroel. I mean that's contrary to so many gemores. But Rashi was forced to say that because the gemore says b'mira dibam te daudori itaru itzare. But Teisa says no. Ravase is chelik on this fact. That bumped the outdoor itzarui itzare. So Memele, since a substantial portion of the Aseres HaShvatim became completely assimilated with the goyim, so Memele, we are afraid as to any one of those who live in those places, as the Gemara points out, maybe he is a descendant from the bodies of the Aseres HaShvatim. So is he Yisrael, but he's reputed as a god? All right. For called the Polish Mehubi Polish. So why should we Heshesh at all? Most Goyim, most of those who are reputed as Goyim are Goyim. True, there are a few. I mean, there might be in Spain, there might be a number of reputed Spaniards who are really Jews because of the Maranos. But most of them, most of those who are reputed as Goyim are Goyim, so you have to go. So you have to go. But a rock called the Polish, but the Polish. So the Gemara says, "Biduch the mikvah." Now here there is a machlekes again between Rashi and Tesis and the Pshat. First of all, there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis as to the Pshat and Rabas. So Rashi says that Sarah Sakhotim we should also eat this Chobim because of Adin is Chobim she holdo in Israel have what Mamzer v'chei shishu v'she mams. So that's one thing. Taisa says no, that it means that we are Chishish maybe is descendant with the bonnets. And Ravasi Israeli come on this fact that it's too we are bumped out door in Israel it starts. Then there is a Machlekes, Rimora says, Biduch to the Kriya, so Rashi says, בדיוק לקריאה בני עשרת השבועות, בכל קבוע כי מחצה או מחצה דומה. ואיך הקריאה כנסים היינו לכם בכלל החוכה בו. So, it's not in the places where they concentrated. So, Teisa says, no. בדיוק לקריאה בבירותי העברו במעשר השבועות, ולא אין. So, not because, he says, because in those places there was a רוב במעשרת השבועות. Not, according to Rashi, so it means בדיוק לקריאה, in those cities mentioned in Melachim, so we know that they were there. Other cities, so we don't even know that they were there. But in those cities, we know that they were there. So Memele, it's considered Kavua, even if most of the inhabitants in these cities are Goy. According to Rashi, but he says no. If most of the inhabitants are Goy, so even though we know that they are there, so it's not Kavua. It's not the word. But it is Yotaya have a Rube Maser Aswat. The Lord Moshe Pirat Dikun Ches. Mishum Nechol Kobuati Mechtar Mechtar Dome. Dios Liyu Ligabo Kol the Polish. Merube Polish. So we see from the Gemore. In other words, where a Bas Yisroel was Nemso. And we don't know from whom she was Nemso. Whether she was Nemso from someone who is Kosher Likune or from someone who is Posel Likune. So the Gemore says, so the Gemara says, he also knew the Gabor if the Ma'amis came to the Nibeles. So we say, call the Polis Merube Polis. Call the Polis Merube Polis. So that means that the Nibeles didn't come to the Baal. So if the Nibeles came to the Baal, so then it's Kavua. But if the Baal came to the Nibeles, so then we apply the Aloche of call the Polis Merube Polis. Even though we know in that city they are Tzulikune, they are Mamzerim, I mean, and there is a Geramini and Yavi, we know that in the city there are a number of men who are Tzulikune. Still, if Ozuil Daboy, the Baal, came to the Nivelles, so we apply the Aloche of Kolikovis, Milunikovis. So, mainly, why does Rashi say, we look to the Kriyad in those cities where we know that they were there, that's the Rashi's Shvatim were there. But still, we should still apply the aloche of Kol Poiz Merube Poiz, so that's why he explains it. The Nuchtaya have a Rube Maaser Hashem. Alright, now. The Omar Rabba, so the more you tell it, we do for the clear. The Omar Rabba be Bakan, by Yinchen, the Chalach, the Chabo, the Nagoizen, the Modai, Chalar, the Chalozen, the Chabo, the Chadre, the Nagoizen, the Ginzek, the Ramadai, the Chamdom, the Chabrisel. The Amrlo, the Nia, the Chabrisel. Chabrisel, man. אמר שמואל, קרח מוישכי חיפקיה ודומקדיה. I mean the suburbs. So these are the cities, the towns, where the עשרת השבועות settled. אמר רבי יוחנן, ויחולון ליפסוי. כי אמרית כמדי שמואל, so what do you mean חולון ליפסוי? So that to get rushed the marshal, changes the girsi. Now, Lipseil, Rubo Mamzeri, Shemitmeu Aseres Ashvotim, Beidis Kichobin, Ubne Marin Ki Israeli, Vineid Benisa Mamzeres, Vihein Loi Nizahu, Vinosu Zeachese Oibite Vare Mamzer. So the Russian is Rubo Mamzeri, Shemitmeu Aseres Ashvotim, Beidis Kichobin. So, Tzolch Leima. Bnei Zasaras HaShvotim Yilchobim. Why Tzolch Leima? Because if Nitmiu Aseras HaShvotim Be'evdis Kichobim, so the Aloche is that it's Vlodo Kemeiso, so the children are going. So that's why I have to say V'chulon Lipsoi. That's why Psu are going. There are no Psu in among going. The going is a going. I mean, if he's Nishkaya, he becomes a Yisroel, and a Yisroel Kosher. So, in other words, so that is in line with Rabbas. Because Rabbas is Chelik and the Dinatorit Rashi. Alright, difficult, but That's Rashi Shita. That Ravase is chilik on the whole thing. That Yisroel Abo al Akum. So it's more than Kamei. So he's chilik on that thing. All right, so in regard to Ravase, all right, Rashi was forced to say it. And Rashi can say it, all right. But this is Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says in so many words in the second Perek, Tachov Giru, that Bilcho Habo min Eberskechovim, Bilcho Habo min Yisrael is Toro Bilcho, the same thing as Shmuel. Ve'im Bilcho Habo min Eberskechovim, Koro Bilcho Lebno. So Rabbi Yochanan, Tachov Giru, himself mentions that aloche, that if it's Yisroel Habo al Akum, so then the child is a goy. If it's Akum Habo al Yisraeli, so the child is Yisroel. So how can he say that? All right, Ravase is chilek on that. All right. But Rabbi Yochanan is certainly not chilek on that. That's why we change, we correct the text in Rashi. Ripsail. He says, Rubo Mazmeri, Shemitnu Bnei Sasseres Ashvotim Beidik Echovim, Ubnei Emarein Ki Yisrael, Vineig Belisa Mamzeres. In other words, why does Rashi say Vinosu Ze Achese Bitei? Rashi could say, Monashech, if we are Cheshish, that many of the Bnei Sasseres Ashvot, that many of the Bnei Sasseres Ashvot, that many of the Bnei Sasseres Ashvot became married, Goyim, and their children, so what are the children Jews? So, they are mamzerim because Akum ve'eret abo'al bas Yisroel avat kosher. Why does Rashi have to say, avat mamzer? So why does Rashi say, ve'hein lo nizaru v'nosu ze achi se yibit v'arim mamzerim? Because Rashi holds that Rabkovit Rabbi Yochanan holds that Rabkovit Rabbi Yochanan cases discusses that, whether Rabbi Yochanan holds Akum ve'eret abo'al bas Yisroel avat kosher or Akum ve'eret abo'al bas Yisroel avat mamzer. So apparently Rashi holds that Rabbi Yochanan holds, Rabkovit Rabbi Yochanan, Akum ve'eret abo'al bas Yisroel avat kosher. They're not even mamzerim. So Memele, Rashi couldn't say, this is Rabbi Yochanan. Om Rabbi Yochanan v'chulom lipsu. So he says, Rubo Mamzerim, Shemidu of Neis Aseret HaShvot Nevi Chovim. But that in itself does not explain as to why Rabbi Yochanan says they are Mamzerim, because if Rabbi Yochanan himself holds that Akum Ve'eret Avor Bas Yisrael Avat Kosher, that's the way you pass him, that he's not a Mamzer. So Avat Kosher. So why are they Mamzerim? Because they were Jews, but they considered themselves as Goyim. So Memele, they acted like Goyim. Now, Goyim don't have any Yisurim. So it was muter for them to marry a sister and the bas, or like today. And so in most civilized countries, there is a law against incest. But in those days, so the goyim did not refrain from marrying a sister or a bas from consummating an incestuous marriage. So the mele, they killed and they were Jews. But they did not consider themselves as Jews, they considered themselves Goyim, and they acted like Goyim. So Mimele, many of their children are Mamzerim, because they are the offspring of incestuous marriages. This is how Rashi explains. Om Rabbi Yechem Nechulon Lipsa, Ki Amrite Kamed Yishmuel. So the Gemara says, when I mentioned, because when Rabbi Yude mentioned before Shmuel, what Rabbi said, that the Chavim Shekibish Bizrazeh, Yisrei Shishin Yidushin, שמו מעשרת השבועות אימו. So, אומר לי, בינכו הבו, מישראלי, קורו בינכו. בינכו הבו מלסחובים, קורו בינכו אלו בנו. So, in other words, so we do not have to, so what did he say? So what did Shmuel say? You don't have to be חשש for the בני עשרת השבועות, who married גויס, because their descendants are lost to Klal Yisrael. They are not Jews anymore. They are Goyim. They are Goyim. So anyway, when a Goy is Mikadish Vazeh, even in the places where the Aseres HaShvatim settled, so we don't have to be Cheshish L'Yidusha. We don't have to be Cheshish L'Yidusha. Because he's certainly not Jewish. Why? Maybe he's a descendant of the Bnei Aseres HaShvatim who married Goyim. So they too are going. But the Gemara asks, will you keep on it? All right. So there are two possibilities. One possibility is maybe this one from the towns. So from the towns where the Aseret HaShvatim settled. So maybe he is a descendant of the Bnei Aseres HaShvatim who married Goyes. All right, so you don't worry, you have no problem with that, because that kind of a descendant is a good. But maybe he is a descendant of the Bnei Aseres HaShvatim who married Goyes. So then he's a Jew. So maybe the Christian is a good douche. Where you keep on it? The Omar, Rabbine Shmamino Ben Bitro Abomin Chobin Kor Bincho. The Gemara says, Mire, Dibamte Dau Dore Itztaru Yitztar. Itztaru Yitztar. In other words, there is no choshe for less a certain person is a descendant of the Bnei Sasores HaShvatim who got married to Goyim, because the Bnei Sasores HaShvatim became sterile, barren. So Mele, they couldn't have descendants. So the only possible descendants would be the descendants of the Bnei Sasores HaShvatim who married Goyim. They are Goyim. Yiked Amre, Tamhidi Tamhidi Shmuel, Omale, Luizozum Mishom Acho Osum Eit Gechobim Mo. In other words, even if they hadn't become barren, and even if we know that a certain boy is a descendant of the Aseres HaShvatim, of the Bnei Aseres HaShvatim, who married Goyim, so he is a Jew. Originally they were Jews, but now they have a din of Goyim. They don't have a status of Israel. Loizozu mishom acho osum el kuchovim gmurim shenema v'adishem bovdu kibonim zorim yolot. Zorim yolot. So what does it mean? So it means that even the descendants of the Bnei Aseres HaShvatim who should have been Jewish, they don't have a din of Yisrael either. Because of his special Kzeres HaKosuv, Vadishem Bogdu Kibonim Zorim Levon. Now, this is a Pasuk Neisha. Inovi Rashi Lechavizor. So obviously, it must be one of the Dinei Ator. As the Gemara says many times, Pasuk Zeh Mikiras Meisha Lo Lamadnu, Al Yecheskin Bebuzi Lo Lamadnu, Ve'enovi Rashi Lechavizor, Al Yilchesek Nira Lo, Ve'os Yecheskin Vas Mechakva. So, it's one of the Dinei Ator. The question is, what kind of a din is implicit here? But Hashem Bogdu Kibonim Zor Yolo. When I learned Chum, I mean those who want Chum Shia. So I explained this Gemara. But I'll mention it again. Now, in the Gap, we find that expression, in two places. We find it here in regard to the descendants of Aseres HaShvatim, and we find it in Chum, Tavol, Zion, there, in regard to the Kusim. So, Luizosim Shom, the Bezdine Shal Rabame, the Rabase, the Kusim, even though we pass from the Kusim here, and the same, the Samaritans, the Shemroni, that's the Kusim. So even though we pass from like Mandoma, the Kusim Jerem the same, so they are Israeli, but the Deirei Shal Rabat, Bezdine Shal Rabame, the Rabase, Luizosim Shom, Acho Osum, Kevich Chovimu. But, so, we find the same expression. The same expression we find. But there the Gemara doesn't mention the pasuk by Hashem Bogdu Kibonim Zorim Yolotu. For the first step of Rizosom Mishom Achosom Yichovim Murim, that we find in the Gemara in Chum. Now, in regard to Kusim, so that time when we learned Chum, so I mentioned that there is a machlikis. That there is a machlekes reshei. Now, Kusim is also mishavat she'osum kechovim gmurim. So there are some reshei who say that they have a din of vacuum only lechum, but not lechum. That means, in other words, you cannot drink their yayin, they cannot eat from their shrite, even prior to the takone. So you are allowed to eat of their shrite if Yisrael was in al gabeim, or he eats in the nichnas. So the only choshe was maybe he doesn't check properly. But if Yisrael observed them, how the shech, the behemoth, and he saw, he took notice of the fact that they were shech and the behemoth properly, so then it's good alechum shadotim. But subsequent to that akone, it's like a shechita zakum. Lechumre. Or, but not likure. Or, even likure. So the mechaber in Yilchesribis paskins that that the halacha of the gabikusim is also mishumash rosham ka'akum is only a chumre, but not applicable. But not applicable. The shach is chelik. The shach is chelik. And the shach says that from a kusi you're allowed to borrow with this and to lend with this. Either way. Either way. In other words, to take with this from a kusi. So if we say that there is no isa with this, against the mumer or aitzo, even if the kusi have a din of Yisrael, but they have a din of mumer, so it's muta. But to give ribis to a mumer, you're certainly not allowed. There's a machlok rishonim as whether you're allowed to take interest, to take ribis from a mumer, but shein lakum. But to give ribis to a mumer, you're certainly not allowed. So the mechaba paskins, that we're not allowed to take, to give ribis to a kusi, and whether we're allowed to take, so that's totally in the machlokes rishonim. As to whether it's muta to take ribis from mumer, and the shach says that you are allowed to take and to give, is a goy. And he mentions the Pirush HaMishnah of the Rambam. The Pirush HaMishnah of the Rambam, Pirush HaMishnah in Nide, says that subsequent to the Nakone of with also Mishomach, also maybe Chovim Gmurim, so he kusis is not the Tami to Masmir. So we see, so that's the Kuvit. So the question arises, Vishwaine, according to the Mechaber, that Rizos Mechaber is only Mechumre, all right, so Takonis Chachomim, like all other Takonis. But according to the Shach, and there's the Shina Saram and Beosha Mishnah, that now Kusim have a din of Goyim, even Mechumre. So, why? But there the Gemara says, that prior to the Besdin of Chavam and Rav Ase, they are the din of Yisraeli. So how could the Chachomim be mafkia din of Yisrael? That's not Shaya. So we have to say, as a matter of fact, I think that Karameiron and Ivomes said it, that because of the same posit, Badishem Bogdu Kibonim Zorim Yolodu, Badishem Bogdu Kibonim Zorim Yolodu, that the Gemara mentions in connection with the Aseres HaShvotim, so the same posik is relevant to Kusim. But by Kusim, there was a special takonime. So we have to say that here, regarding according to the Pirush HaMishnah of the Rambam and the Shach, he passes like Rambam. So we have to say that here too, it's not, the question is this. Over there in Chum, Tabor, what the Gemara says that this Dinesh of Rabbam and Rabbasim was with Zozu. Acha Osum came to the Chodim Murim, so there it means that prior to the Takone, they were the Din of Israel. But subsequent Takone, they had the Din of God. What's the Pshat here? The same expression is used. Does it mean, with Zozu Mishom, that the Chachomim in a certain generation were Misakim, that Aseres HaShvotim, descendants of Aseres HaShvotim, should have a din of goy, and somehow the Chachomim had that keach to be machia b'shus Yisrael? Or the pshat in Rizozu here is that the Chachomim just declared the aloche, not that they were misakim in Yutakon, they just declared the aloche. Rizozu mishomach Yisrael Chachomim Murim, in other words, they just declared they were mifareh, the din ator, that the Aseres HaShvotim who became mitma Ben Agoyim do not have a din of Israel. They never had a din of Israel. They were only Vad Aloche, not that it was in Yutakon. So it's the Staber, that the Rambam who says in Pirush HaMishnah in Nide, that the Kusim have a din of Goyim, even with Kure, there is no Isa Nide, there are not Mitami to Mas Nide, and they have to be treated like Goyim, the whole world. So, and that originated in a certain Takone. So obviously, this posik implies, and this is what the Karameiro, even though he doesn't discuss it in connection with the Kusim, but this is what the Karameiro means. So this posik implies, according to the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh, that the Chachomim that Bezdin has ikeach to be mafkia the Kedushas Yisrael of all those derelict Jews who were baited by the Shem. In other words, Bezdin does not have ikeach to be mafkia the Kedushas Yisrael of a good Jew, that's not. But Bezden Hezekiah to be Machia Bezden Agonu, Chazal, Hezekiah to be Machia the vicious Israel that Badishem Bogdu. And that is implicit in Exodus Akosov. Badishem Bogdu. So then they can become Bonim Zor. How do they become Bonim Zorim and the vicious Israel is Poka? If there is a Takonis Chachonim. So that's one of the Dine Ator. The Bezden, just as there is Aloch Herke Bezden Herke. I mean, yes, Kiyav Yad Bezden Lachad Om Natir Om Shev Altai Se. So Bezden has a Keach to be Matkiya the Vicious Israel of those who were Nitma Ben Agon, who became completely assimilated. Who is Bad Shem Bob. Bad Shem Bob. So we may lay, but the Vicious Israel will not be Poka by itself. Only if there is a Takones Chachomit. If there is a Takones Vest, just one second. So here too, Luizos Mishom, at first they were treated like Israeli. But then the Chachomim decided that they deserve that the Kedushas Yisrael should be poka from them, because after taking notice that for several generations they were completely assimilated and that they deported themselves completely like goyim, so that the Chachomim were misaken, the Kedushas Yisrael should be poka. So we made the Kedushas Yisrael is poka, and the same thing was done by the Zbini Shor Avam and Ravase in regard to the Kusim. Yes.
Wouldn't you say that really the pshat is like a pashtus and yibamus, but it was only declaring the seas, but tikkun is like Tosfos says by Hillel?
Yeah, of course we can say that pshat, but you cannot say that in regard to the kusim. No, and still the Rambam says in Pirushan Mishnah the kusim everything of goyim.
No, I mean, like Tosfos says by Hillel tikkun proves it wasn't mamshe takkone. It was just mora to the people. So just over there also doesn't mean mamshe takkone.
No, pusbu was it takkone pusbu? Pusbu was it takkone pusbu? I mean, it's not where pusbu. I mean, Hillel was misakin pusbu. But here, I mean, if regarding Kusim, you cannot say they just mivarad aloch, because the Kusim prior to the Takone had a din of Israel, but then the Chachomim are misakim. So maybe it's mistaber that it's the same aloch, it's the same aloch. Now that's one pshat, and that is probably the Rambam Birosh HaMishnah and the Shachsi. But the Meiri in Yevomes, he says, he mentions Yeshidas Arishenim in Yevomes, that if a Mishumet was Mikadish and Nishop, so the Gushin is not his. And even though the Gemara says in Yevomes further that Yisroel Mumeh Asetile is Bishop Gushin, so that is reference only to Yisroel Mumeh, who was not officially Yeitzim Echal Yisroel. You know, just even of Yisroel. So he's also Yisroel Mumeh. So that kind of Yisroel Mumeh, who did not convert himself openly. So Kedusha Kedusha. So his Kedusha Yisrael is not Poka. Masha'im came in Mishumet Mamesh. One who was Yetim Chol Yisrael, who embraced another faith, or who declared that he is not a Jew. So that kind of it. Well, of Yotzo, Mishayim called that kind of Mumea. Mumea Sheyotzo Mechol Yisrael. Because there is another kind of Mumea. Mumea Sheyim Davrizore. But he was never Yetim Chol Yisrael. He didn't officially openly say he's not a Jew. So but the Mumeh Asher Yotzo Mechol Yisrael, who converted himself, so then it was Mikadish and Isha, so the Dushin is not Dushin. And why? Because of the Aloche, Badishem Bogdu Kibonim Zorim Yolod. In other words, so that is the Gzeras HaKosov, that a Jew who declares himself as a God, so the Dushin is Yisrael is for. But most Rishayim Achilik on that Jew. Most Rishayim Achilik on that Jew. And most Rishayim say that even in Mishumet Mamesh, who was Yetzim Echal Yisrael, if he was Mikadish and Isha, so the Kedushin is Dushin Mor. The Meiri, I think, in Kedushin, mentions the same Shite, but in a modified form. You see, the Meiri in Yevomes, from the Meiri in Yevomes, it's Mashma, that a Mumer, who was raised as a Jew, and then he converted himself, if he's Mikadish and Isha, so the Kedushin is not Eifes. Another Meiri, I think, in Kedushin, so he says, the one who was raised was Milad and raised as a Jew, and then he converted himself, so his Dushas Yisroel is not Poka. His Dushas Yisroel is not Poka. But if, let's say, someone was a Mumeh, and then he married also a Jewish woman, who also is a Mishumet, and then they had their children, so the father and the mother are both born Jews, but they both became Mishumet. And then they had children who were born to them. after the Shmat. So if that child will be Mikavish and Nisho, if that child will be Mikavish and Nisho, so the Dushin is nothing. So it's a little different than the Miri Yivoris. Now, again, what's the rationale for that Miri? Again, it's based upon Exer Sakosu, but Hashem Bogdu, Kibonim Zoron Yolodu. But that Miri holds that Exer Sakosu has reference only to a case, to a Yisrael who was Nitra Ben Akum. Who is considered a Yisrael that is Nitra Ben Akum if he was born a Jew? To Israel, to parents, Israel and Shemin, and then he became a Mishumet. He cannot be considered as Nitra Ben Akum, but only one who is born to Mishumodi. So that kind of a Israel can be considered as Nitma bin Agoyim. So such a Jew, so the Gushas Israel is spoken. Now, I'll have to give a short here in the phrase.